You're listening to SBS News.
Harvey Weinstein was once one of the movers and shakers of the movie industry, with the power to make or break the careers of actors, writers, and directors. Today, he's beginning a 23-year sentence for rape and sexual assault. The case is being hailed as a victory for the Me Too movement. More than 100 women, including famous actresses, have accused Weinstein of sexual misconduct stretching back decades. The lead defence attorney, Donna Rotunno, described the sentence as obscene and cowardly.
That sentence that was just handed down by this court was obscene. That number was obnoxious. There are murderers who will get out of court faster than Harvey Weinstein will. That number spoke to the pressure of movements and the public. That number did not speak to the evidence that came out at trial. That number did not speak to the testimony that we heard. That number did not speak to evidence, nor did it speak to justice.
Last month, a jury found the 67-year-old guilty of sexually assaulting former production assistant Mimi Halei and raping former aspiring actress Jessica Mann. Weinstein's lawyers had urged Justice James Burke to impose the minimum possible sentence of 5 years, asking him to consider Weinstein's charitable activities, while saying a longer sentence would likely mean Weinstein would die in prison. The well-known victim's rights attorney, Gloria Allred, who represents some of Weinstein's accusers, read from a portion of Halei's victim impact statement for the media.
She said, "I've never felt vengeful, and going into this initially, I didn't even feel anger. I just felt sad. Sad for myself, sad for everyone he hurt, and I even felt sad for him, for having done this to himself. But I have observed an indifference, a lack of remorse, a lack of acknowledgement, a lack of awareness and self-awareness by the defendant throughout this process that has made me feel anger, that has left me concerned that he is completely disconnected from the gravity of the crime that he committed against me."
Weinstein's lawyer says her client honestly believed the relationships were consensual.
You know, Harvey, I think, is very confused. I think he feels very sad. I think he believed he had relationships with women that were different than the way they are now characterizing them.
Weinstein's co-counsel, Arthur Adala, says the sentence is out of proportion when compared to sentences handed down in other cases.
Justice is supposed to be blind, and because today the New York City criminal justice system saw a sentence handed down that is three times the mean of the state average, that includes people who are predicate felons, meaning they have multiple felony convictions, unlike Mr. Weinstein. Those people are getting 8 years, and Mr. Weinstein is possibly getting 23 years. That was not a part of the New York City criminal justice system that I was proud to show my colleagues.
But Gloria Allred has no doubts about the sentence.
This is what justice looks like. 20 plus 3 years sentence handed down by Judge Burke this morning.
One of Weinstein's accusers, Terrell Wolfe, says she couldn't believe it when the judge handed down the sentence.
"No one thought we'd be here today. No one thought Harvey would ever see a courtroom. And even still, no one gave him more than 10 or 12 years. And when Judge Burke said 20, for the first time I can say I feel a sense of happiness, I guess. Because this isn't a happy circumstance to be that we're all here for, but I feel joyous."
Court documents unsealed this week included an email to Weinstein from his estranged brother Bob Weinstein, telling him he belonged in hell. "You deserve a lifetime achievement award," Bob Weinstein wrote, "for the sheer savagery and immorality and inhumaneness for the acts you have perpetrated." Weinstein also faces serious sexual assault felony charges in Los Angeles, and the LA County District Attorney's Office has begun the process of extraditing him to California. Listeners seeking support for sexual assault can contact 1-800-RESPECT on 1-800-737-732. Alan Lee, SBS News.